You are listening to Tomes of the Chaos Bard.
Hello, Tomies, and welcome to Tomes of the Chaos Bard. I am DM Dave, and to the left I have...
Henley.
Boudreaux.
Alayla Garatha.
Not here.
Down.
Laying down on the job again.
Third time.
Okay. And recap is Boudreaux.
Yeah. So, what has happened is that we are all in battle with Cloth Dez and Mr. Magic Guy. And then there's some, like, shield guys in this fog. And Boudreaux got really, really mad. And so he was like, evil magic god! And he blinded him. And then the staff flew into his hands, and it was very magical. And there was definitely a really good scene. And then Fenrir, he decided to fall and die again. But we still love him. he was a good distraction until he came over. Cloth Dez came over to also kill Boudreaux, who is now just about gone. And Henley is on the rock, and she makes a noise. That's about what's happening.
I do not recall this noise.
No, that was part of it. She was like, oh. And now she's confuzzled. And then we've got, like, our dudes down in the corner, meaning Keth and Thorin, just playing whack-a-mole, trying to beat each other.
Whack-a-mole. That is so appropriate, though, because they one has a maul and the other has...
Well, they both have mauls.
They both have mauls. They are playing whack-a-mole.
They're playing whack-a-mole. I don't tell lies.
These moles just wear armor.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, we're all playing... I've got a maul out, too, guys. I'm just playing whack-a-mole on the other side.
Just on the other side.
That's so funny.
Then when they pop up over there.
Yeah. No, but that's it.
Yeah.
Hey. Thank you, Boudreaux. And we are at initiative time. I believe it's...
Roscoe.
Is it me?
Yeah, if you would like to roll.
Yeah,
Roscoe, roll. You get to do something.
The only thing I get to do. Oh. What'd you get?
I got a two.
Six.
I got a two.
Oh.
Ooh, okay,
oh.
Roll again.
Roll again.
Three.
I got a two.
Ah, okay. No.
Can we let someone else roll? I'm not there right now.
Yeah, I'll roll. Hold on.
Too late. You're dead. You can't roll.
Let's see. Zeb rolled a two as well.
We're going to keep rolling until we get
a four.
There we go.
Wait. One.
Hold on. Five.
All right. With our combined powers... With our powers combined against David, we have.
Let's see. 2, 2, 4, 1, 5.
So I get a roll for all my guys,
no.
Right?
No, you're one person.
Playing multiple people.
No, one person.
Hey, no, see, if we're playing multiple people, then I get a roll for Keth.
And Garatha.
No, I already asked if I can roll an advantage
or
disadvantage.
Well, I'll take Keth out here in a minute, so it won't count.
No, you won't.
You shut your little mouth.
Because Shield Guy is going to attack Keth.
I'm still at half health for Keth, dude.
Does a 14 hit?
No.
Yes.
Suck.
No?
Yes, because he's lost concentration because he's almost dead.
Me?
Oh, you need to roll
you
a
have to
saving
roll,
throw.
You have to roll a constitution... Yes, Constitution saving throw. How concentration spells work when you get hit. When you get hit, you have to make a Constitution saving throw. And it's 10, or half the damage you take is what the DC you have to beat.
Hmm.
So 36, you have to beat an 18.
An 18?
18 DC. On a con save.
Do I add anything?
Yeah.
Your con...
Can I can I do one of these?
Can I give a chaos point?
Yeah.
Whoa, wait one second.
Yes, you can.
I'm giving you a chaos dice. Do I roll it? Does she roll it?
You roll
I don't care who rolls it.
You roll
Heaven
it.
Is giving up a chaos point.
She can do it and he can do it.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. He can't. Which we changed those recently that you roll a d4 instead of just getting a plus one. Mm-hmm. So Evan is giving up his to help.
I rolled a three.
Okay.
So that's 14, 15, 16, 17.
Okay,
so I'll add one too. So
which you roll a d4. If you roll a one, it's a dice off. If you roll higher than a one.
Okay. Sunshine Daisy dice.
Here we go. Dice off. Okay, here we go. Oh boy. Here we go. Okay, and make sure to mark that you used your chaos point.
Working on it. Okay. David.
Okay. My die is cast.
Yeah, well.
I feel sorry for you, Elsie.
Don't feel sorry. Is it a natural 20? Don't say that.
I think I gotta use a different dice.
Got my poor Oliver dice out.
Monty, don't mind us. We're just stress eating chocolate right now.
And jello.
So D20.
I'm gonna use blue. And I've got Monty the Gator out. He's my little Gator friend. He's giving me luck. I gotta touch
go
him.
Monty.
Boop.
Okay.
What'd you get? I rolled a 9. You don't add anything.
Oh.
It's just a straight number.
Yeah, what is it? It's much better. I didn't touch my dice. I got a 6, man.
Okay. So,
yep.
Bark skin is off.
Yep.
And now that 14.
That 14 beats.
Does meet now. Okay. That was the first attack.
Okay.
That's 6 damage for the first hit.
Okay.
Nat 20.
No!
Okay.
You're really going to have a TPK on your hands.
It's kind of exciting. Okay, that one's 13. Okay, now we're going to Thorin. To Thorin, he will do a shield bash. Which is a miss. Oh. And a sword attack is 21.
That's a hit.
That's 7 damage, half, 3. Okay, now these guys in the fog cloud.
Which one survived?
We'll find out, won't we?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
You should just have one give up and lay in the center.
Are you gonna roll
I don't
want to
do this anymore, guys.
Yeah, I'll roll for him to get out again. So two of them were able to make it out. The third one is still, you guys don't know what is going on with the third guy. However, the guy that made it out is going to attempt to climb the rock.
But so he can be safe?
Sure.
So he's coming after Henley.
He can't see me. I'm 10 feet up.
Yeah, but
it makes you an easy target to see.
He was in the fog cloud.
Before he was in the fog cloud, well, you shot his friend.
He stumbles out. Really confused. He looks
but
up.
But he's not able to get all the way up.
Okay.
But he's on his way up. Because of climbing, it halves your movement because it's considered difficult terrain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This sword guy that made it out up here, we'll just say because he made it long distance around the fog cloud, he'd used his action to quote-unquote dash. Because I think fog cloud is considered difficult terrain to travel through.
Yes, sir. It's heavily obscured.
I'll count it as difficult terrain. So he'll just barely get out. So that leaves Mace Man going after Lila. Does a 8 hit.
No.
Okay. He's got one more attack. Ooh, 17.
That matches.
Yeah, 17. Okay. Dice off.
Ooh.
14.
17.
Dang it. Magic guy staring down Lila. What is he going to do?
He makes himself disappear because he's a
He remembers who he is and joins our side.
remembers who he is. Who?
His mother once told him, remember who you are and what you stand for. I love you. Pull your pants up. And he looks down and is like, oh, man, I'm not wearing pants.
<That's> wait. Okay. He is going to reach out a hand and, like, touch the top of your head.
Okay.
Almost, like, grapple your head. Grapple your head. Like, you will now serve Saruman.
Okay.
I need you to make a con save, please.
Okay. What do I have to beat?
What'd you roll?
A 21.
Okay.
Nine.
That saves. So you do take half, but you take 25
okay.
necrotic damage. But you do feel kind of vitality and moisture start seeping out of you. Your skin kind of starts to crack a little bit. Now it's Cloth's Dead's turn.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, David.
I have one more option, like my fadeaway before I have to take a short rest.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to do that as a reaction and disappear.
Okay.
Okay.
Can do. You disappear after he does that. Boudreaux, 15. Does it hit?
No.
Okay, yeah?
No.
Okay, it doesn't hit. Okay, that one doesn't hit either. Okay, that one does. 26 to hit.
Nope, still doesn't.
Nope, nope, nope.
It's the power of the staff, guys.
I am practically a god right now.
You take 22 damage.
So I'm down, like, duh.
Okay. Now it is your guys' turn. And we've decided that the kind of NPC helpers are going to go first.
Yep, so Keth and Thorin are going to go first, and then Natlin and her two dudes are going to go right after that.
Okay. We'll go ahead and start with Keth, going after his shield guy.
Mm-hmm. So he's just going to try and hit him.
Smash it.
21.
That's a hit.
14 damage for the first one.
Okay.
18 for the second one.
18 to hit?
Uh-huh.
That is a dice off.
Woo!
2.
10. 12 to hit for that one.
Okay, how do you finish him?
So I'm going to take, and I'm just going to, I want to bash on his shield just twice really hard until it, like, just hits him so hard in the chest that, like, yeah, it kills him.
He dies from pain. He breaks a rib.
My shield, but
internal bleeding.
Crushes
he gets
his
lung punctured
heart cavity.
Okay. Thorin.
Can I move?
You can move, yes.
I want to move up next to Thorin.
Okay.
So that way he can have advantage, if possible.
Won't have advantage yet
this
because
time.
You didn't attack.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. That's where I want to go.
Perfect. That is fine. Thorin.
Okay. He will attack. Does a 23 hit?
It hits.
Ten damage. And then a 15.
That does not hit.
And then I need to make a dex save. You need to make a dex save, sorry.
So it's a person you choose or anybody within that radius?
Person I choose.
Okay. Roll the 19.
Okay, 2 more damage.
Okay. Gonna go to Natlin. And Natlin, seeing that
Boudreaux's down.
Yeah, seeing that Boudreaux is down.
Can give him a health potion.
She does not have a health potion now.
Gonna rummage through his stuff and give him a health potion.
I don't think I have one either.
No, actually, she is going to
pray.
What do you have? Like you had the staff in your hand.
I have the spoon. I have.
So you have the spoon in one hand and the staff in another.
Yeah, I think that's where we left.
Do you have like another a mace or
something? He's got a spice belt.
What's your weapons on you?
Yeah. So I have
poison.
A blowgun, crossbow, a hunting trap, a shield.
Okay.
Dried kidney beans and poison.
I was more concerned about weapons. She's not going to be searching.
Those can be weapons.
Okay.
If you had a slingshot, maybe. So
for her action, she's just going to kind of
swipe,
grab your stuff, and she's just going to kind of pull it.
She grabs my backpack, and I come with it.
With her knife, anything that is like tied, like if you had your crossbow tied onto the back, she cuts it free, hands it to the person behind her, and she grabs your shield.
Yep.
And she's facing Cloth Des.
Nice.
But that was her action. The dwarf that she handed the crossbow to, he's going to load it. And he's actually going to stand up. Because Natlin is kind of still in a crouched position. Kind of defending you as well. Type idea. Against Cloth Des.
Mm-hmm.
You know. The dwarf is going to stand up, and he's going to take a shot at Cloth Des. Can somebody roll me a dice off, please?
I got you, because I'm not doing anything.
Okay, I rolled a 14.
Okay.
9 or 6, either one loses. Okay. Cloth Des is able to... Well, it ends up just scheming off his armor. The arrow. And the human, he's kind of just looking around. He's going to grab a rock. He's going to try and throw it at the magic guy. And he misses. Okay. Now we are to the PCs, which is Henley.
Okay, I'm going to try and shoot Cloth Des. And that's 16 plus 7.
That's a hit.
And as my bonus action, I'm using Planar Warrior, so I have extra damage. Everything's force. 15 damage.
Okay.
And I'm gonna use my extra attack.
Yeah.
Again.
If those listeners who are wondering why they're second attacks and stuff, these players are slowly leveling up during this battle.
Those are that are still around.
Those are still around.
That are alive.
I'm sorry, Roscoe.
Void.
So, I'm going to use a chaos point because I rolled a 10 plus 7.
Okay.
And I'm guessing his armor is at least 18. So
you got to roll a D.
I know. I got to find a D4.
There we go.
That's a 2. So that'll make it 19.
You hit.
Okay. Six plus four, that's 10 more damage. Ooh. 2 Cloth Des.
Okay, Lila.
For this one, I need to know if the magic guy is still touching me or not.
I would say that as you disappeared, his hand backed off.
Okay. So with that, I want to sidestep him and move around so I can try and see Boudreaux, because I'm assuming like I heard something from him. So I'm a little worried. If I move away from them, just to clarify again, I'm not promoting opportunity attack because I am disappeared.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
Because they don't know where to swing.
Okay. So I want to move.
Yeah, you have that guy with the mace next to you.
So I want to move.
So yeah, you see Cloth Des standing there. He just got arrows inside of him. Boudreaux's down. Natlin is kind of standing above, you know, kneeling above Boudreaux, protecting him. She's got a clunky old shield. What kind of shield does Boudreaux have?
I don't even know where he got it, man.
I think it's given to you.
He might have just, like, found an old wagon wheel and put a leather strap on it. Like,
wait,
I don't know.
The shield was the pot.
Oh, yeah, it was a pot lid. Oh, yeah.
But you never got that back. Oh, no, you took it.
Yeah,
you took
he
it.
Took That's it.
I forgot that.
Yeah, pot lid. That one's holding a pot lid.
Is a big pot lid.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I want to...
Was it cast iron, too? I can't remember.
Yes. So that's something, yeah. So I want to move up by the dwarf. So, like, what? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 feet. So let's move up next to Natlin then. I see him, and this is going to then trigger my rage.
Okay. Which you get some wild magic thing going on, right?
So I do get wild magic with this because of the path that I chose. And this rage feels a lot more intense than it has previously. A lot more aggressive. I'm going to roll for my wild magic. I have a 3. So,
let's see what
3 on my table. All right, so it says an intangible spirit, which looks like a pixie or a flump. I would like to, if you'll allow me, to flavor that a little bit once I get through this.
Okay.
Appears within 5 feet of one creature of your choice that you can see within 30 feet of you.
Oh my gosh.
At the end of the current turn, the spirit explodes and each creature within 5 feet of it must succeed a dexterity saving throw or take 1d6 force damage until your rage ends. You can use this effect again, summoning another spirit on each of your turns as a bonus action.
Hmm. Okay.
So it's actually solemn.
No.
What do you mean?
Solemn's genie.
And the thing exploding is Quill.
Oh, jeez. No, but that'd be so cool.
Do it.
I would like to do at this point is I would like to do, because I'm Lila, I would like to do a personification of Garatha in Garatha's natural form.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, okay. I'll allow that.
All right, cool. So I want to try and get this to Cloth Dez, but I don't want it to hit my allies.
You're either gonna hit Boudreaux again, because he'll automatically fail his saving throw, or you're gonna hit Mendrick as well.
I'd rather hit Mendrick.
Okay, I figured that's what it was, but I just wanted yes! you to know.
Yes! I'm still mad at Mendrick too, so it's fine.
Okay.
So I want to do that, and I want to move up. So, like, I wanted to have paused, entered my rage. I feel extra angry at this. Mm-hmm. I think because it's Boudreaux and everything else that's going on, and I hurt and everything. So I'm gonna go up and I want to attack Cloth Dez.
Okay.
And just rage yell in his face. Whilst doing it.
Yeah, so you're screaming at him, smash.
Screaming at him, smash. I got a natural 20 for the first one.
Nice.
So it's 28 damage.
Okay.
For my first hit, and because of what's happening, I get a second attack. That's a 22 to hit.
That's a hit.
That was max damage. So that's 12, 30, 40, 50, 60, 17 extra damage. And then he needs to do a dexterity saving throw.
Does it say what he has to beat? He rolled a 14.
He has to beat a 15.
Okay, so he takes that d6.
1d6 force damage.
Oh, I got to roll for Mendrick too. Which he's still tied up, so I'm going to do him at disadvantage. Okay. So Cloth Dez take. Oh, how much damage?
5.
Okay. You see Mendrick fall over to his side. He kind of falls over into Bellerin's lap. As you hit Cloth Dez, and then that motion explodes. You see. In his face, you see like almost half his face just like morph a little bit. His eye turns into like a pale white eye. His skin on like half of his face starts to turn into like a dark purple gray.
Oh my gosh.
And then after like all that damage is done, it slowly turns back. Into Cloth Dez.
That's so creepy! He's not.
And he's just glaring at you. No, Roscoe, that does not. Sorry, Roscoe. Okay, I believe it's our death saves now.
Yeah.
Fenrir?
That came out quick. It's an 8. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that, but I did anyway.
That is a fail. Boudreaux.
Are you going to roll for me and
you want me to roll
me?
For you?
Yeah.
If you... You might as well roll if I'm going to tell you.
No, no, don't tell me.
Oh, you don't want me to tell you? Okay.
Yeah, the only one I want to know is the very last one.
Okay, so Boudreaux has opted for me to roll for her, or for him. And now it's initiative roll, right?
Yes.
Because they went first.
And it's Finn.
And it is Fenrir's turn.
Six! Woo!
Six means we get advantage on all of our rolls.
So the group gets to go again. Okay, do you want to just keep the same order?
Yeah, keep the same order.
Okay, let's go with Kef.
So I'm going to attack the guy that is over... Kef's going to attack the guy that's over by Thorin.
Yes, so now you get advantage.
He gets advantage
Kef
this time?
Kef gets advantage because both Thorin and him are attacking the same guy.
It's an 18 to hit.
That's a dice off.
No.
16.
19.
Dang it.
Ooh. That's 11 damage.
I don't think I've won once against you.
It's another dice off.
Okay. You see what you got first this time.
Dice off.
I got a 17.
Dang, I got a 5.
Okay. It's 12 damage that time.
Okay. Okay, Thorin.
So my first one was a natural 20.
Okay.
For 25 damage.
How do you finish him?
He's going to kind of do the same thing he did to the last guy below as far as just hitting him into the rock. Mm-hmm. He kind of seen Keth hit his guy with the shield into the rock. He's just kind of like going to mimic him. Same thing, going to try to bash his sword into the rock behind him, gotcha. And he crumples to the ground.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
Exactly.
Anything you can do, I can do too. Is it sad that the NPCs have killed the only people that have been dead?
So far,
but yeah. We've been fighting the big guy.
And then,
or a bunch of
you do have your movement.
Yeah, he's going to kind of survey. He now notices Hurla's gone, Roscoe's gone. He sees Fenrir down. He sees Henley up top there.
Is you can see Fenrir down. You can see Mendrick is now laying in Beleriand's lap. You can see Clothdez getting beat up by Lila. You can see Boudreaux's down.
Okay, and at this stage, he's forgotten what he needs to do.
Okay. That sounds fair.
So he's just going to see Fenrir down, and he will move towards him.
That's fair.
Okay, the 25 feet.
The 25 feet. Or 35, actually.
Oh, yes, because he's a barbarian. Natlin is going to kind of try and drag Boudreaux out, trying to get him away. The dwarf is going to take a shot at Clothdez. He misses. And then the human is going to try to throw a rock again. Actually, yeah. No, he's not a good rock thrower.
They're just so hurt that they're like...
What? He's not using my blowgun? Why not?
You can't get up there to search your body.
Well, she threw it at him.
She didn't throw a dart gun at him.
Nope.
She could have.
They're just so hurt that they're just focusing on, like, trying to stay alive.
She probably just thinks it's a straw.
A really big one. She's like, this is exactly what Boudreaux would carry around
to drink
his water out of.
He likes to suck boba. Okay, guys.
Welcome to Tomes of the Chaos Bard mid-show break. I'm your host, Rupert Bumpkin, from the Rocky Talkie Gnome Radio Network. First item of business is the 5-star reviews. Remember that Solemn will give you a shout-out and read your review on Solemn's column. Then he will review your review. It's great fun! Second is the Ko-Fi. This is our Patreon merchandise store. You can purchase keychains, coloring pages, and MP3s of our songs. You can also commission to feed the cast, or write a letter to Dear Boudreaux. If you are interested in becoming a patron, there are three tiers, each with varying rewards, including a full post-show, DM Dave's Deep Dives, and coloring activity book with exclusive art. Go to ko-fi.com/tomesofthechaosbard. That is ko-fi, ko-fi.com/tomesofthechaosbard. And help us grow. And last but not least, the biggest way you can help us is share us with your friends and family. That is all, folks. Back to the show.
He doesn't want to bend over in the river, so hey, he just goes... Henley.
I'm going to shoot Cloth Des again.
I would.
Okay, take your shot.
+7
That's a hit.
And using my bonus action for extra damage. It's a 5 and a 6, so that's 11+4, 15 damage.
Okay.
And attacking again. 19 to hit.
That's a hit.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11 damage.
Woo!
Okay. And for those close by, because I think you're a little too far away to see what it is, same thing. Half of his face, a little more than half of his face now, gets to that pale green. It almost looks kind of wrinkly as well. Or sorry, not pale green. Pale gray.
Yeah. Wow.
What's my description?
Solemn just popped in and out real fast.
He just
the
you
dark
know,
purple gray tone of skin with that white eye, and then after the damage is done, it slowly comes back. Okay, Lila.
Okay, I'm raging, so I am gonna summon my pixie again, which looks like Garotha. And then try and hit him.
Okay.
So the first one is a 19.
That's a hit.
Okay. 14 damage.
Okay.
Second one was an 18.
That is a dice off.
Ooh. How many? Jeez.
3.
18.
I'm going to have to band your dice.
They were. I know, right? 14 damage for that one.
Okay.
And then Garotha's going to do, the pixie Garotha's going to do the hand and fist salute and explode. And then he needs to do the dex save.
Okay. And his dex save was 22.
So he beats that one.
Okay. Fenrir, roll your death save.
16.
Okay, that's a save. Boudreaux.
Don't say. Now I'm nervous. Probably fine.
Why do you make those? I don't like it.
Sometimes I just make facial expressions just to see what you guys do. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have the sword guy that was coming up to there. He's gets up there. And he's actually going to shove you off the rock.
So a grapple v grapple.
Strength v strength.
Right.
But since you're not focused on him, I'm going to give you disadvantage.
Sure.
Who's king of the rock now?
not bad.
I rolled a 17, or got a 17.
He beats me. I got a 12.
So you go flying off the rock, taking 6 damage.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure she just flies all the way into Cloth Death.
I said this was a 20-foot rock or 10-foot high?
I said 10.
Okay. That's what I wanted to double check.
Dude, trying to kill Henley again.
But I had to roll an extra die if it was 20.
Yeah, because we don't have somebody who has Featherfall now.
Yeah.
Or a healer. I'm the only one left.
Okay, this shield guy was able to make it out.
I probably need to roll for concentration. I took damage.
Yes.
Do you know what I need?
It'd be 10. Beat a 10.
Nope. It's gone.
Your fog cloud?
Yeah. Oof.
Okay, this guy can now see. He's like, wow. And pretty much all he can see is toward Cloth Dez. And he sees he's getting beat up, so he's going to start heading that direction.
Boo.
He's able to reach there and is going to attack Lila. He's going to attempt a shield bash, which I'm pretty sure won't work. A 13.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
And to hit with his sword, he rolled lower than that, so not a hit as well.
Nope, nope, nope.
Yes!
Nope, 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 nope,
nope. Nope, 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 nope.
Okay. Mace guy here, seeing that these guys are now free, he's going to walk over to the guy throwing rocks, take a swing at him.
No.
Is it Oscar?
It's just a little freaking human throwing rocks. It's fine.
Yeah, but it's a hit.
No.
Oscar wouldn't throw rocks, though.
Oscar would run away.
Yeah, he'd be gone.
Okay, and that guy goes down. And with his second attack, he's going to attack the dwarf.
Wouldn't he have to move?
No, the dwarf is right there. Kitty corner.
Okay.
So he's right in front of the human.
Okay.
Kitty corner. Unfortunately, he misses that one. So he's going to move. There's a sword guy close by. He's going to move up to attack the dwarf. And he gets advantage on his attack, which hits and takes him down as well. So both of Natlin's guys are down. And unknowably out. We'll find out. But with his second attack, he's going to attack Natlin. Anybody want to do a dice off? Not you, Becky?
We're going to use a little one.
We vote Becky.
Evan.
Do it, Evan.
7.
15.
Dang it.
See, it didn't even matter, David.
Didn't even matter. I'm so sad. Okay. Cloth Dez, focused on Lila, of course, which he has advantage now. Dirty 20.
That hits.
Okay. That one's a 26. And 25.
Damage?
Sorry, that was all to hit.
Oh.
Those were all
okay,
to hit.
Okay, 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 okay.
Sorry, I should have clarified that. I was going to roll all the damage together.
Fall on your knees.
And half that, you take 23 damage.
Okay.
It's now Magic Guy's turn. And he is going to cast this.
Healing.
Yeah, to heal
us.
Heal on everybody.
Change of heart.
Everybody heals. He's attacking Lila with this spell.
Jeez, of course he is.
23 to hit.
That hits. David, if it's double digits, then you don't have to calculate anything.
Okay. It is then.
Okay, I'm
and
down.
Plus this is magic, so you don't get resistance for this.
Right. Then I'm down.
Okay, Lila is down as well. Roscoe, during this whole time, you're just sitting here contemplating. I mean, you've been here for, it feels forever, right? Even though it's only been maybe, oh, let's say...
9.5 minutes.
45 seconds. 45 seconds.
1 minute.
3 hours and... You've been here about 30 seconds, 35 seconds, but it's felt forever. And during this whole time, it's almost like you could hear what's going on. You hear the pain. You hear the distress of your party. Just your innateness of, you know, I'm here to protect them. I'm here to try and save them. and you just start feeling just this immense power in you. Just almost like a rage, you know, just every time it's almost like you're hearing and feeling the damage to your people, to your friends, these people that you've been traveling with for a very long time. And as you like close your eyes and you kind of get, you know, those angry tears that start flowing down, you open them and you are just back in the battle.
Yeah, boy.
Yes!
And almost like you see Lila just, you know, retch back in pain and give out a scream and she falls. You're surveying the landscape. Henley is knocked prone on the ground. She's moving. You can see Fenrir. He's down. Thorin's on his way over. Keth is on his way over. Boudreaux's down. Lila's down. You see that there's still a couple more guys and a magic guy still standing. What do you do?
So...
Poof.
A poof. Like, I'm out. Send me back.
It's poof time. Stab yourself.
Change my mind.
Knowing that, you know, I've been hearing all this and stuff, and he's getting really like, you know, I need to... You know, I need to defend my team. I need to get there. I need to take this on and stuff. And seeing everything that's happening and everyone that's going around, he is going to... I'm gonna switch over to my bow real quick.
Okay.
Because, you know, he... In the void, you know, Roscoe's got this kind of... You know, he's got his own shot and he knows kind of, you know... So it's not catching him off guard. The only thing he was waiting on was the time to come back. So he's kind of familiar with everything. So I'm going to switch over to my bow. Roscoe's going to switch over to his bow. And he's going to be very dramatic, okay?
Okay.
So he's going to line up Clothdaz in his sights. And he's going to yell. He's going to say, so first thing he's going to yell is coward. He's going to, coward! And he's going to take a shot.
Okay.
With his bow.
For Asgard.
It's a 23 to hit.
That is a hit.
So that is going to be... So that's max damage. So that's 10 damage.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm going to move 5 feet forward.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm going to use my second attack that I've just earned in the power and the manifestation. And I'm going to shoot him again.
Okay.
And while I'm shooting him... Okay, so we did, you know, coward, first shot. Mm-hmm. He's going to say running from a halfling, and he's going to take another shot.
Okay.
It's a 21 to hit.
That's a hit.
That's 7 damage.
Okay.
And then he's going to move, you know, just another 5 feet. So he's like... He's like making his way towards him and plugging him with arrows. Is that
legal? That's fine.
Okay. And then I'm going to action surge.
Okay.
And I'm going to shoot him again.
Okay.
Respect.
And while I'm shooting him, I'll be like, turn around and fight me like a man.
Okay.
And that is... 13 to hit.
That one's a miss. Okay.
Just tings off his armor.
At that point, I'm going to take my bow and, like, chuck it at him to get his attention or something.
Okay.
You know, with that, you know, impromptu damage, that'd be great, whatever. But I'm just going to kind of discard the bow and then pull out my glaive.
Okay. Perfect. Getting ready. Okay. That triggers an initiative.
I got a 6.
Ah, 3.
Loser.
Loser is all of us are down.
Yeah, right. Maybe not for some people. Maybe they'd like to wait.
Hey, guys. Keth was not the first one to die this time.
Okay, so we'll go same
Keth
order.
Keth hasn't died yet.
I know.
It's because of cinnamon.
Same order. There were...
Same order.
Okay, Keth.
Okay.
You just saw Henley get pushed off. There's now... bad guy up on the cliff, And you just saw Roscoe come back and start heading towards Clothdes.
So I'll just take over Lila's position in the lineup.
Perfect.
Okay, so I want to move 30 feet towards the battle. That's all he's going to do.
Not going to dash?
Nope.
Okay.
He's hurting a little bit, so I don't think that he can dash.
Okay. Thorin, you're with Fenrir.
To stabilize is a bonus action or an action?
Action.
Okay. He's raging. And in my mind, I feel like he's been around a lot of battles. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in battle, men fall, and he's just going to keep going. He sees Roscoe come back. Roscoe's going for Clothdes, mm-hmm. and he's going to go for, he's going to move diagonal 5 feet and attack the shield guy.
Okay. Go for it.
22.
That is a hit.
Twelve damage.
Okay.
And another attack. 15.
That is a miss.
Do you need to roll for the lightning?
Oh. And then I need him to make a dex save.
That is a fail.
Fail. And he takes 3 damage. 3 lightning damage.
3 lightning.
Okay. Henley.
I am going to...
Roscoe just came back. Yay.
Yay. Woo! Bonus action, 30 feet misty step to Fenrir and use my action at Cure Wounds.
Okay, go ahead and roll that. And now it's to our fallen comrades, correct? Oh, Roscoe.
Roscoe. Correct. Yep. I'm moving right up, right behind Clothdes. Has he turned around yet? Or I mean,
you have his attention.
I've got his full attention at this point. Okay.
Because he heard you, plus getting hit with arrows, he's turning around. You have his attention.
Yep. So I'm going to attack. Mm-hmm. While attacking, I'm going to continue. I don't know that it will do any good, but I'm going to continue the berating. With the words. So I'm going to roll my attack and we'll see. We'll start with that. It's a 19 to hit.
That is a hit.
Angry. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've stabbed him. Or, so.
Oh, by the way. So once you got his attention, every arrow you did hit him with, you saw a good portion of his face go to that dark gray purple hue, and it's kind of wrinkly skin, and both his eyes are now pale, and then they fold back over.
So, and I could see that with every hit, right?
Yes.
So can I
and
see
now with this other hit
that there's casual progression happening? Like, is it getting worse with every hit? Or
yes, it becomes worse, and it becomes slower to heal. Yeah, to turn back into Clothdes.
So let me roll the damage and then I'll yell at him.
Okay.
So that's 11 damage for that hit.
Okay.
And I will look at him and seeing this, my goal is to just irritate. Okay. Push buttons, keep his attention on me. I'm trying to provoke him to the point where he gets off kilter a little bit.
Okay.
And so I will say, as I'm going, so I'll stab him just kind of right in the gut, mm-hmm. You're not even worthy to be a real paladin. You're fake. Then I'll go for my second attack, which was a 17 to hit.
That is a miss.
Okay. I'm still going to yell at him, though,
mm-hmm.
and just be like, you're not even worth.
You're not worthy.
You're not worthy of even being that title,
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of keep laying the heat.
As you, are hitting him, you get these images in your mind that you've seen a similar creature like him before. Your mind is brought back to when you first arrived at the Hollow, and there was that big skirmish outside the Hollow walls, the time you saved Jakaris. that after the battle was over, you found one of these similar-looking creatures on there. After a few, like, conversations with people, that creature, you don't know what it was. Nobody knows what it was. But it was disguised as somebody else, as somebody else. And this, every time you hit it, it just brings back that memory of what that creature looked like before.
Okay.
We are down to our saving throws. Yes.
What about Natlin?
Oh, thank you. Natlin, because she heard her two comrades behind her get smacked, she's actually going to turn around and try and take out the guy that just took out her dwarf friend. Natural 20 for her.
She's mad.
Unfortunately, it is a dagger, so it's not going to be too much damage.
I mean, but still, she's mad.
Okay, and she's going to take another swing with her dagger.
And now it just magically grows into a sword.
That one, unfortunately, misses. Yeah, just elongates. Okay. Fenrir. You get 8 health back.
Sweet.
No, sorry. It was 9.
Oh, that's correct. 9 health pack. Health back. So you're laying on the ground. Henley's above you. Thorn's kind of in front of you, attacking the shield guy that's about 10 feet away from you. Cloth Dez is about 20 feet away from you. You see Lila down. And Boudreaux down.
Can I say something to him?
Sure.
It's like, we need your magic.
He's like shaking and
stay away out of the battle. We'll just use your magic.
And you see that right in front of you, kind of in that direction, there's 1, 2, 3 guys still alive. Cloth Dez and the magic guy.
Is the Cloth Dez wearing iron armor? Metal armor?
Metal, yes.
Fenrir is going to cast Heat Metal on Cloth Dez.
Okay.
On Cloth Dez's armor. And he takes 2d8 fire damage.
Okay.
Nice.
That's 4 damage.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
So painful.
And this is a concentration spell.
Okay.
So trying to listen to Henley, he kind of surveys the scene and realizes that there's a guy off, like, they're in battle. Mm-hmm. He's thinking Kes going to go for the guy with the short sword, like, on the rock. Like, they're going to kind of engage. Oh, okay. He's going to angle. He's going to try to scoot back 10 feet behind, try to hide, get some cover behind the rock. So now, for the listeners, I am about 10, 15 feet from Thorin. Cloth Dez is, like, 20, 25 feet from my left. And I have a rock to my left and a rock behind me.
Boudreaux.
I want to roll the last one.
You want to roll this one?
Yeah, I rolled d20, right?
Yep. Just tell me what it is. La, 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 la. But is it your last one?
14.
Okay.
Oh.
Lila.
What? Fine.
You don't have 3 of anything yet.
Oh.
I personally like that.
I meant to, but I said
it. You said it. Okay, so now it is their turn.
Their turn.
Okay, so we'll start with this sword guy that pushed Henley off.
He's on the rock.
He's probably mad that I'm gone.
Yeah, and so he's going to...
Just take a nap on the rock.
Like, yeah, I'm safe up here. No, he's going to climb down, and then he's going to use 10 to get over to Kef. And he's going to attack Kef.
No.
Ooh, natural 20 for that one.
Oh, my gosh.
Ah, but that one misses.
Staying alive, staying alive.
That's 14 damage to Keth.
Okay.
Thorn went after that shield guy, so that shield guy's going to turn and smack. Try and hit Thorin with the shield bash, which is a dirty 20.
Okay.
And you need to make a strength saving throw at advantage because he's raging.
Natural 20.
Oh, okay.
Can he, like, just push his shield back?
Push his shield back?
Or take his shield away?
Take his shield!
I can say, okay, if you want to grab his shield, you have to drop your weapon. Because your weapon is a two-handed weapon.
Nah, that's true. Wouldn't do that.
But no, I will negate the damage that he would do to smash you, because he did hit you.
Do it, and then you have something to protect you, and you won't die again.
Well, so you kind of block
his... Oh, he's raging, though. Shield with Keth. With
the... That's his only weapon. He wouldn't drop the weapon.
Yeah, no.
He might take the front of it and try to bash, just stop the shield that way.
Yeah, that's fine. But you've seen this before. Thorn's seen this before. But he's going to take a swing at you now. That was a wrong die. Okay, and that one's a miss. Kind of surprised him when you blocked his shield. This sword guy here that Natlin attacked, he didn't like that stabbing, and he's going to attack Natlin. That, unfortunately, is a nat 1, provoking an opportunity attack for Natlin.
I understand.
But unfortunately, her attack misses. He does get a second attack, but because he rolled a natural 1, his second attack is negated. You do have this mace guy that's sitting back here. He wants a little part of the action. And he is actually going to walk over. Seeing this Marlow guy kind of just cowering in the middle of everything.
Oh, no.
And he's kind of in his way. He's going to attack Marlow.
Why?
Ugh. Mace guy just pummels him right in the chest, and Marlow just collapses.
He'd already wet his pants, guys. This is
fine. He's going to move an extra 5 feet to Natlin. With advantage with this one, because his buddy was attacking.
Not to worry about her killing me.
That's right? A hit for Natlin. Let's see if it's enough damage. And Natlin goes down. Okay. Magic guy. He is going to start wandering back to Rochelle. Henley.
Yes.
You begin to feel kind of some kind of this energy very familiar to you. You remember this feeling in Avalon.
Oh, no.
You see this, as you get this feeling, you get a sense of where this feeling this is coming from. You look over. And the magic guy starts waving his arms around as a portal opens up in front of him. And he goes and he grabs Rochelle.
No.
And that's where we're going to leave that for now.
So they're still not through the portal yet.
Not through the portal yet. Because he's getting Rochelle kind of free from her chair. She was sitting on a chair. Okay, now it's Cloth Dez. That armor, doesn't he have to roll a constitution or something?
If the creature is holding or wearing the object and takes the damage from it, the creature must succeed on a constitution saving throw or drop the object if he can.
Oh, if he can.
If it doesn't drop the object, it has disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks until the start of their next turn.
Okay. So he has disadvantage for his attacks.
Also, do you want me to look up how long it takes to doff armor?
10 minutes.
It's for his armor, yeah, it's like 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Just...
But at this point, he doesn't care. Okay, so his attacks against Roscoe, he feels that burn, but he's honestly just so focused on you. Like, who is this little pipsqueak calling me a coward? And at this point, his recovery of kind of changing back to his face, the Cloth Dez face, is like almost diagonally in half. Half of his eye is that pale. The other half is the human. But the end, just clearly the other half, full eye, pale, all that skin. His hands are that mix between as well. A 13 to hit.
No.
17.
Dice up.
Oh, come on. Let me hit him at least once.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
8.
14.
Ah. Okay.
You've killed enough people.
Yeah, like seriously.
Be happy.
So he's just, you're just able to just deflect. He's hurt. He's kind of in a madness. What you were trying to do seems to be working, getting him disoriented in a moment. Okay, I believe it is initiative time again. Mm-hmm. Correct?
I rolled last time, question mark?
Yes, Boudreaux's time.
But I'm dead.
I rolled a 6.
And what if we...
Wait, you're supposed to... Oh, yeah, I know you're safe.
It's a D6.
You're good.
Yeah.
Okay. So they get to go again.
I thought she rolled a 20 for
a
second.
I had a plan.
Sorry.
I had a plan.
No, it's not your fault, Elsie.
So Keth's guy goes again. One hits, one misses. Four damage.
He's dead.
Ooh, he's down?
He's dead.
Ooh, okay.
He only had 2 HP left.
Okay, with that, he's going to move forward towards Henley.
Hey, if we're dead, can we give chaos points?
As players, you can give chaos points still, yes.
Okay.
If you have them available. He cannot attack Henley, but he is right behind you.
Okay.
Because he already attacked. Shield guy. Obviously, shield did not work against Thorin, so he's just going to try and attack twice. For Thorin, one misses for sure, but the other one, 15.
Dice off.
Okay. 9.
5.
Oh.
I mean, poor guy. Not like he's going anywhere. Good damage, though. 8.
Is that half?
I'm sorry, 4.
Okay.
4 is half. Yes, thank you. Okay, sword guy. He's able to reach, kind of go around Marlowe's body, reach Thorin for advantage. 15.
Dice off.
He rolled 8?
5.
Oh, jeez.
Changing dice.
Okay, I'm going to roll the second one and then roll the damages together.
Okay.
Oh, this one is 14. So only one hit. And that would be 2 damage. This guy, Mr. Mace, he is able to get to Henley, but he doesn't get advantage because the other guy didn't attack. So he's going to attack you twice. Okay, 14 for the first hit.
Miss.
And 13 for the next one.
That misses.
Cloth Dez.
You mean Creepy Dez?
Creepy Dez. Is it at the end of your turn, Fenrir? For your heat metal thing?
I thought it was...
Or is that the end of his turn? How does that...
The start of my next turn.
Okay. So not yet.
So he's still a disadvantage.
Still a disadvantage, yes. Both missed that one.
I know that for sure.
Oh, nope. That one's missed too.
Gosh, dang it.
No, all 3 of those miss.
So while he's swinging at me,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, I'm... in the zone, frustrated, angry, mm-hmm. all this stuff. I'm still going to be throwing stuff at him.
Insults.
Every time he swings, and, you know, I duck because, like, you can't hit, you know, you couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
You can't get me.
You know, you're not even, you're not real, you're not fake.
You don't know the difference between a russet and a Yukon potato.
know, just like everything I can to keep him off balance.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
Stick it on his person.
Give him the blue potato.
Yeah.
That'll teach him.
Is it our turn?
It is the magic guy's turn.
All right.
And for... Because Henley, you're focused on him, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Luckily that guy just barely missed you. But you're focused on him, what he's doing. That portal starts giving off some wind. And it actually blows his hood off as he grabs Rochelle and kind of shoves her through. And as he turns around, you see a kind of a pale tiefling with its horns that are super tightly round around its ears, hence why the hood was around. And his eyes are a golden orange color. And he walks through the portal, and it closes.
Oh, man.
Your guys' turn.
Okay, I want to go first, guys. Since the portal is closed, and there isn't really much I can do about that, I am...
And you notice that there's two guys around you.
Yeah, I'm getting out of there. Misty stepping.
stepping time.
Is there a spot next to Boudreaux that I can get to him?
See, 30
feet.
30 feet for Misty Step.
I also have movement if I can, if I need to.
You'll be right next to Cloth Dez and this shield guy, but you'll have access to Lila and Boudreaux.
Can she move behind Lila?
You can move, but you would get... opportunity attacks against you if you moved first. But if you misty stepped next to Cloth Dez, you wouldn't be able to...
He wouldn't be able to bonus... not bleh, because no, he's not would, attacking
correct.
Me.
Nobody would be able to opportunity attack you. Misty step next to Lila's corpse, behind that shield guy, and then you can move that 5 feet past Marlo's corpse and get
is
a safe...
dead?
As of right now, you don't know.
Okay.
You just know he got hit hard. And Henley, you see Natlin and her two guys. They're laying motionless.
Yeah. I am going to bonus action, Misty Step.
Okay.
And then I'm going to dump a potion because I already used my non-spell slot Misty Step. So I'd have to use a spell. And I can't cast two spells on my turn. So I'm going to move up to that spot we had me at and dump a health potion in Boudreaux's mouth.
Okay.
As my action. Okay. With my, you know, movement and all
roll
that.
Roll for it and then half it. That's what Boudreaux gets. Thorn.
Continue to attack the shield guy. 22 to hit.
That is a hit.
13 damage. And another attack. And that is a hit.
Okay.
It's another 22.
Gotcha.
And that is 12 damage.
Okay, how do you finish him?
His shield was kind of back a little bit, and he's just going to take it and just take his maul, kind of like it did to the shield earlier, but this time just go straight into his chest and knock him back.
Okay. And that shield kind of clips him in the chin and makes him fall backwards.
And then he needs a dex save from the mace guy, I guess. For 15.
Dice off. Yeah, 5.
18.
Okay.
He takes 3 damage.
Fenrir.
Okay.
So you have a concentration spell of heat metal.
So, yes. So I want to continue to do that. So Cloth Dez will take... 2d8 fire damage. So he takes 12 damage.
That's to the sword guy?
No, that's the Cloth Dez.
Oh, Cloth Dez.
Because of the heat metal.
Thank you.
And then... Okay, so that was my bonus action. And then... So... as an action, I want to cast and use my last spell slot of Shatter on the guy with... trying to hit the guy with the mace and the guy with the short sword.
Okay.
Right there.
What does it do with the...
Will it hit the one?
Rocks.
Good question. A non-magical object that isn't being worn or carried also takes damage if it's in the spell's area.
Okay.
So it will damage the rock as well.
Okay. What and damage do they take?
They need to do a con save of 15, or they take 16 damage, or half that if they save.
Okay.
Does the rock save, David?
The rock saves. He gives them the people's eyebrow.
No, it shatters and hits them for more damage.
Just explodes?
I'll tell you this. If they both fail their saves, they're done. What's their half?
8.
No matter... One of them, no matter what they do, they dead. But the other one, if he saves, he's still up. What did he have to beat?
15.
Rolled a 14.
Whoa!
Woo!
Jeez. I mean, yay!
And then yeah, David, gosh, stop
that.
It!
So both the sword guy... So that counts for all of... Lothdez's guys.
Oh, there's one guy
no,
in front of Thorin.
No, there's one more that took out.
Guys, what on earth are you doing?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You took out the shield guy. So, yeah, there's still that one more guy. Yep. So that's the end of Thorin's turn. Or, sorry, Fenrir's turn. Unless you want to move.
Henley did say, stay out of the battle.
Didn't say anything about.
And then we'll jump over to Roscoe. All you can do is move.
I'll stay there for now.
So okay. I'm going to roll my dice to move.
Okay.
Well, maybe he rolled like, would I move, would I?
You see just that this the metal, it's getting red hot. And you can just see the anguish and pain on Clothdez. He is now to the point where he's not changing back. He is just this dark gray purple looking thing. Pale white eyes just staring at you with rage.
Okay. So at this point, I'm not even talking anymore. I'm just kind of yelling.
Right, and he's just stumbling too.
So
every attack is weaker and weaker every time he swings.
My first attack is 17.
That's a miss.
Okay. And I'm going to use my bonus action.
Okay.
For that attack and use my Polearm Mastery.
Oh, okay.
Which is just the one, I think it was 1d4 damage was all. It wasn't anything exciting. Let me double check on that. Yeah, 1d4 bludgeoning damage. And that is 22 to hit.
Okay.
So that damage is 1.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'm going to use my second attack. Natural 20.
Okay.
Ooh.
That one, you knock that, you hit his hand and knock the sword out of his hand. And he stumbles to his hands and knees and he just glares at you, you know, because he's kind of sideways. Would you rather have him sideways or kind of face to face with you while he's on his hands and knees?
Face to face, I think.
Okay.
So how tall, let me ask, how tall is...
He was like 6'6".
Okay, so if he's hands and knees, that still puts his face-to-face with me.
Yeah.
Right?
But he's just angry glaring at you.
Okay. So
and
that...
he lets out a yell.
And I'm going to yell back.
Okay.
Okay, so...
And how do you finish him?
Ooh. Knowing, obviously, that I'm going off of the assumption that this is clearly not the real Clothdez.
Okay.
So I'm going to look at this guy like straight in the eyeballs. Not necessarily aggressive, but, you know, point blank stern. I'm going to look him in the face and be like, I hope the real Clothdez didn't suffer. And then just like take my glaive basically like over my head and just ram the blade like through his skull, kind of pulling him to the ground.
Okay. That happens. And he twitches a little bit, and then he lies still.
When it's Boudreaux's turn, mm-hmm. if he's alive, he has 4 HP.
Boudreaux, you get 4 HP.
Nice.
Can I say something?
You can say
something. I was something. Like, heal Lila now.
Yeah. That's exactly what he does. Okay. Uh-huh.
Since there's only one more bad guy, he's going to try and escape. But with combined efforts, you guys take him out. But you have the option.
To keep him.
To keep him alive or kill him. If you're going to try and keep him alive, we're going to have to do some dice rolls to see if you can wrangle him or just take him out.
I have a net.
Okay, you got to see how well you throw.
No, I'm just...
Thorn would just take him out.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
That's okay. Fair, yeah.
We'll do it. He's out. We won't have to do anything. Combined efforts. You do that. Everybody's hurt. There's bodies around everywhere. And from the entrance, where the scarecrows were, that big entrance, you hear a slow clap. As those who are alive look up, you see a familiar halfling face, Ricardo. And he
what?
Smiles and he says, well, that just made things a little more simple. Didn't think you guys had it in yet. And that is where we're going to end this session. Thank you guys for listening. Whew. That's an extra long one for you guys. I hope you guys enjoy it. Man, is it a late night for us. It's been a long battle. Thank you guys for listening. Big shout out to D.A. Nichols for our sounds and music. Check out our TTRPG at drivethroughrpg.com. Shields of Powers are TTRPG. Another special thanks to Realmwalker, Monument Studios, freesound.org, and Tabletop Audio for our extras, sounds and music. I am DM Dave, and to the left, right, I have...
Fenrir.
Roscoe.
Boudreaux.
And Henley.
And until next time, we unroll the scroll to tell the tale.
Bye.
That's 16 plus... I'm sorry, no. That's a 3, not an 8.
This is the sparkly half dice. Those eight. Are so hard. So hard to see.
It's an 8 cut in half.
8 plus 3, so 8. That's...
He's going to say something, but I got to think of something dramatic. Hold on.
We have a bard here that can help you.
I use AI for mine. I can AI it.
No. You're good.